From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Microsoft has had an interesting year. Neither Windows 8 nor the company's new tablet called Surface have been home runs. Perhaps because of this, Microsoft might be on the verge of a massive restructuring. That could mean big changes in the way it does business. One person watching this, Kara Swisher at All Things Digital. She says CEO Steve Ballmer and others are grappling with a big change in the tech world, the death of the personal computer.
Are over. Like, the latest statistics are all showing nobody's buying them. The decline is a lot more precipitous than people thought. Microsoft's whole business is around the PC or the strength of the PC with its Windows franchise, but it's had to migrate itself into tablet smartphones, which consumers and businesses are both using in huge numbers compared to, you know, the way they used to use PCs and laptops.
So how might Microsoft try and change the way it does business so that it can be more competitive against these devices and services companies like Apple?
Microsoft's got to really respond to moving its current businesses around a system where everything is in the cloud, everything is on devices. So their businesses are oriented toward a different era of selling, and so they have to change.
And that's going to mean a lot of moving around of people at the executive level who might then kind of point the company in different directions and change their priorities in terms of the kinds of companies that Microsoft might buy.
Do all these pieces of Microsoft fit together the way they made sense maybe 10 years ago? Can these people in these various units become more nimble? I think Microsoft Xbox or Microsoft Bing has very little to do with enterprise sales of Windows. And so they have to really think of how they're selling and who they're really competing with and then respond to that.
Kara Swisher is co-editor of the website allthingsd.com. Kara, thanks.
Thanks a lot.